mine and yours. And you don't want no pressure, what but a backup and withdrawal. Cause trust me when I tell you, you don't want that you can crawl. And you don't want to see inside of my...
Chapter 21. And my brother chased these fools for months? Azula thought contemptuously, lounging at her ease in the upper ring guest quarters as Ty Lee and Mai surreptitiously checked their rooms for spy holes and listening posts. They were sure to be there, just as they were in the ambassadorial rooms put at their disposal in the palace. The trick was to locate the most likely spots and shape their conversations accordingly. Sokka of the Southern Water Tribe, Azula recalled, committing the name to her mental files of useful idiots. It was good to know exactly who among your enemies was fool enough to let in those he assumed were allies without ever checking for himself. Zuko chased you across the world and couldn't catch you, but I don't have to chase you anymore. All I have to do is wait and gather the forces I need to take out the Avatar once and for all. And, thanks to the Earth King, she knew precisely where to find them. What a naive, useful young man. Perhaps she'd leave him as a puppet. He was so good at it. Sitting in front of her mirror, Mai signaled a subtle, currently clear. Azula smiled. We have been presented with an extraordinary opportunity, girls. An opportunity her brother would never have seized. Poor Zuzu, bent on removing a threat to the Fire Nation and never seeing that threat mobilize their people to make all their conquests possible. My brother never did have vision, even before Dad took half of it away. A pity Fire Lord Ozai hadn't finished the job, but that was all right. As soon as Ba Sing Se was on its knees, she'd find dear Zuzu and finally indulge in being an only child. Well, the good news is that the Avatar took his bison and left, Shirong reflected, stalking down one of the palace's little-used corridors as if he had every right to be there. The bad news is the Avatar's little band raised more havoc than a chest full of 99-year spirits. Long Feng's been arrested, the generals are making some kind of massive plans, and I'm being watched. Off and on, not at all times. But even so, it made no sense. If Lee had left some sign of his identity breaking the bison free, then they should both be in interrogation rooms even now. If Lee hadn't, why the watching eyes? Whatever it is, it can't be good. Which is why he'd move to intercept Lee here, before the healers stood a chance of encountering any new faces in the palace, rather than waiting in the garden. He had an excuse, if anyone asked. It was even true. And there's my young break-in artist. You'd better get well soon, Lee said crooked. I'm missing my uncle's grand opening. You might want to watch your step today, Shirong said, carefully casual. Why? The healer asked warily. It's better if I just show you. That way you'll know what parts of the palace to avoid. And hopefully, that will give my watchers time to relax. Not that his fellow Dai Li agents would allow themselves to be bored, but complacent? Yes, that was possible. If the Dai Li knew where their targets were heading, and so relaxed, it might give them breathing room, particularly since these young women were definitely in the Earth King's favor. Lee kept his questions to himself, only pausing near the outskirts of the section in question to murmur, Ambassadorial quarters? I suppose they were, once, Shirong said, startled. How did you know? Color scheme. Which made no sense whatsoever. Shirong blinked and looked at the decorative phrases and tapestries with fresh eyes. The dominant colors were greens and browns, as befitted a palace of the Earth Kingdom. But there were also touches of blue and yellow, and even hints of red and black. The elements, Shirong realized. I've walked these halls for 20 years and never saw it. Are you certain you won't change your mind? He said wistfully, stopping for a moment in the shadow of a pillar. We could use you, now more than ever. It wouldn't be honorable, Lee started. And vanished. No stranger to taking the high ground, Shirong joined the young waterbender up near the ceiling. I'll be. He got the ice gloves to work. Though they were more lumps than gloves, frozen to stone. Still, it was working. Panic could do wonders for any focused bender, and Lee was definitely half a breath from panic. White as he is, I'd give 50-50 on just fainting. Shirong shook his head minutely, and moved so he could catch Lee if things went wrong. He'd heard those armored young ladies were good, but Lee's meeting must have really left a mark. Will we be able to speak to General Howe? The black-haired leader said to a palace guard, marching with precision and graceful steps as her two subordinates trailed in her wake. Much as the Earth King has honored us with his welcome, we would be most grateful for the chance to address a leader skilled and ingenious enough to come up with such a plan. The general's very busy, ma'am, but I'm sure something can be arranged. Shirong waited until they were out of earshot to murmur. Sorry about the shock. I thought it would be better to show you where the Kyoshi warriors are. They're not Kyoshi warriors. Grim, angry, and definitely afraid, Shirong heard it all in Lee's voice and tried not to shiver. What? Outside, Lee whispered, face gray. We have to. I can't. Air. Shirong led them both to their usual garden, all too aware they were likely to be watched. But it was one of the few places they shouldn't have guests stumbling upon them. And the way Lee's face had just shut down, like a soldier cut off and about to be swarmed. If it's that bad, we might want the rest of the Dai Li to know. What do you mean they're not Kyoshi warriors? They're Fire Nation. The world seemed to tilt sideways. Shirong forced himself to catch his breath and silently cursed himself for using his rock gloves so casually earlier. His chi still wasn't up to bending. Those outfits, that makeup, how can you possibly... I know, all right. Lee drew a breath, deliberately unclenching his fists. I know them. How convenient. Shirong whipped his head around, taking in Quan's grim look, a pale Min Wen in a trainee's outfit. We're dead. But he wasn't about to go down without a fight, weak chi or not. Why? Shirong asked, trying not to let his heartbreak show in his voice, and wondering why it cut so very cleanly. He was Dai Li. He knew the score. It didn't matter if you were loyal, if Ba Sing Se would be more stable without you. I've always acted to protect this city. By concealing the presence of Fire Nation colonials and allowing them to make contact with a firebender infiltrated inside? Quan's gaze was hard as he eyed Lee. It'll go easier with you if you give the firebender up. No, Lee said dryly, stance ready and calm as he glanced at Min. I don't think it will. He looked back at Quan, unshakable as granite. You don't want to do this. You've got bigger problems than me. You don't know who they are. Yes, they do. Gleaming steel flew, and Lee dodged by a hair, rolling to come up in a classic firebending stance. Why? He has his water skin. Why firebending? One of the warriors stood, clearly ready to throw more of the razor edges, glinting between her fingers. Her voice was cold, with a studied disinterest that chilled Shirong to the core. She might look like a teenage girl, but she was undoubtedly lethal. Well, looks like there's going to be a family reunion. Fire Nation, Lee was right. My, Lee breathed, not moving from stance. Don't do it. Why? Gold eyes narrowed. You never wrote me back. Lee glared. She almost killed Uncle, and you're upset about a letter? Your uncle's a traitor. You know what that means. A black brow flicked slightly upward. And what do you mean, a letter? I had questions about you, Lee, Sharong thought, dryly amused, focused on Steel. But this wasn't how I thought I'd get my answers. Wait. Just wait. Someone's going to twitch. Are you two talking or killing each other? Mean wondered, held back by Quan's hand from bending at either side. Shut up, both Fire Nation teens snapped. Either still possible, then, Sharong thought wryly. But if they were talking, they weren't killing each other. And given Quan seemed just as coolly interested in hearing more, keep them talking, long enough to get your strength back. Let me guess, you're related. No, Mai's lip curled. Yes, Lee sighed. What? Uncle looked it up when you kept getting serious. He couldn't figure out why your parents thought they had a chance with my father when there aren't any benders in your... There are. Mai's voice finally betrayed a hint of anger. Momiji was adopted out because she wasn't. I know that. But her parents were... Her mother was Tamin. I know, Lee said impatiently. She was Isla's mother, too. Dead silence. Isla, Sharong thought furiously. I've heard that name before somewhere. Oh. Damn. Lee had no luck at all, did he? Who named their daughter after Fire Lord Ozai's mother? So you are related. Second, third cousins, Lee said impatiently. Maybe a little closer, given some of the families. Never mind. I told you this, Mai, in the last letter, after... It wasn't going to happen. It didn't matter who your father greased at court. You didn't need my kind of trouble. My stance didn't waver, but gold eyes were wide. I think I'm going to be sick. Sharong added up what he'd heard and blinked. Old girlfriend? He asked Lee dryly. I was 13, Lee said defensively. It's hard to find records on children adopted out, even when it's recent. This was 120 years ago. He actually took his eyes off Mai, just long enough to give Sharong an aggravated look. Like Uncle says, I've done a lot of foolish things in my life, but this one is not my fault. It has to be. Mai's voice was flat and bitter as wormwood. She promised me. She lies, Mai. Lee's fists were clenched, but his eyes were sad. Azula always lies. Sharong felt his heart speed up and hoped to hell his bending could match it. Princess Azula is in the palace? Seeing Quan's studiously neutral expression, Sharong blanched. And you knew. Oma and Shu, why haven't you... We are loyal to Long Feng, Sharong, Quan said bluntly. It's a shame you forgot that. Lee let out a bitter laugh. I never thought I'd feel sorry for Long Feng. He narrowed fire-green eyes at Quan. She'll chew him up and spit him out. He'll just see a little girl playing with plots she can't really understand. She'll smile at him, tell him how smart he is. And when she's done, he'll be dead, or wish he was. He flicked a glance at Mean. You should run, as far and fast as you can. If Azula gets her hands on you, your family's dead. I did this to save my family, Mean said fiercely. This is your fault. You're nothing but trouble. From the night I was born, Lee agreed. a bitter smile ghosting over his face. Funny thing is, I understand. I do. You do horrible things when you're trying to keep your family together. You try not to see that your sister's a monster and your father's a bloodthirsty murderer. Don't say things like that. Mai took a step forward, alarmed. You're not a traitor. That's not what Azula said when she tried to take us in chains. Lee bit out. Did she mention that? Or trying to kill me with a lightning bolt? She wouldn't. You know damn well she would, Mai. Lee snarled. Azula always gets what she wants. Always. There's just one thing left she hasn't got. One thing the Fire Sages won't give her as long as I'm alive. You know that.
I have the pieces, Sharong thought, stunned. It just doesn't make sense.
Mai shook her head, black bangs barely stirring. She's your sister, Zuko.
Oh, Mai. Spirits.
Well, now he knew why Agni had graced his altar with a sign after that desperate prayer.
One of your children, indeed.
That's never stopped her before. Lee,
Prince Zuko,
deepened his stance, obviously seeing opponent, not ex-girlfriend. If she takes me, I'm dead. Uncle is dead.
Uncle?
Chong's eyes bugged, and he saw Quan blink, making the connection.
Oma and Shu, Uncle Iroh is here?
And if you don't give a damn about us, there's a Hono'o Shoshinsha who doesn't deserve what's going to happen.
One of those words is flame, Sharong thought. What's the other?
Whatever it was, it stopped Mai in her tracks. Her glance flicked to the palace, then back.
You know I'm loyal to her.
I know, Zuko said plainly. But you know I've never lied to you. He didn't even glance at the Earthbenders. Don't do it, Quan. I'd hate to hurt you. But there are people counting on me. People Azula will kill if she catches them. He swallowed. And she'll make it hurt a long, long time. The utter surety in his voice must have reached Quan. The senior agent stepped back, hands down.
You can't be, Mean said in disbelief. Not a... You have...
I show disrespect to the Fire Lord. Zuko's voice was cold and sharp as ice-shattered flint. Ask Quan. Every noble in the whole damn world laughs about it. I'd be surprised if the Dai Li don't have all the juicy details.
Exiled forever, Sharong recalled, forcing his stunned brain to work. Unless he can return with the Avatar. I sent him after the Avatar's bison to save Ba Sing Se, and he let it go.
Heart in his throat, he stepped to Zuko's side.
What are you doing? Quan said in disbelief. Avatar Kyoshi created us to serve the city, not one man.
Sharong tried not to let his voice shake.
Spirits, what's wrong with me? Quan, what if he's right? Call me a rogue, set a hunt for me if you have to. But the plan I told you about, it's good, it could work. And what have you lost?
Minor resources, easily replaced. Troublemakers Ba Sing Se doesn't need. What does it cost the Dai Li to let us try? The Dai Li, not Long Feng.
Quan considered that a long moment. Sighed and inclined his head.
Mai's stance coiled, ready to throw. Zuko tensed.
15 minutes, she said coldly. Then I scream.
Nodding, Zuko fled. Scrambling up to catch him, damn, he was fast. Sharong hit the garden wall beside the exiled prince.
Do you believe her?
Climb! Steel sang and clattered off stone, a hair's breadth from their feet.
She said,
15 until she screams. Zuko went up like a wasp spider, fingers clinging to cracks as surely as if he were in rock gloves. If it doesn't look right,
You don't want to know what Azula will do. No wonder you're paranoid. Breasting the wall, Shirong dropped, bending as his feet hit so the ground yielded instead of his ankles. I'm in no shape for this. She's really your... Yes. Uncoiling from the impact, Zuko raced onwards, heading for the outer wall of the palace and the closed gate. Shirong kept pace, relieved when the guards took one look at them and started opening the portal. Running waterbender with running Dai Li, that was a symptom of the kind of trouble no sane guard wanted to deal with. And she really tried to... I stopped counting when I was 11. They bolted out the gate, and Zuko sucked in a breath. She didn't try so often after Uncle came home. The one good thing about exile was that it was away from her. Through crowds, down streets, they finally fetched up behind a sweet shop, as lights were flashing in Shirong's vision. Breathe, Zuko ordered, propping him up from one side. I need to think. We're doomed, Shirong croaked, fighting for air. I should leave. I'm slowing him down. Too injured to run, too weak to fight. I need you to warn the Wends. Mean bargained for their safety, Shirong gasped. Quan might be a fool for dealing with the demon princess, but he wasn't that stupid. If Azula gets near Jinhai, no one's safe. Zuko weighed him a second longer and breathed out sharply. Firebenders can feel each other. Jinhai bends with hot water. A weird, off-the-wall comment he'd let slide in the wake of trying to do something about the spirit that had nearly eaten his waterbending recruit. Prince Zuko, a firebender. How in the world can he... I've seen you make ice, Shirong protested. Azula hasn't. Zuko's smirk was shadowed but real. If Quan tells her, I'm dead. If he doesn't, I might actually survive. He nodded. Go to Meixiang Wen. They've got plans. I think they can hide you. I'll warn Uncle. The Dragon of the West is in my city. Has been for over a month. Why do you trust me? Shirong demanded. You promised you'd kill me rather than let the Haima Jiao use me. Zuko said simply. You do what's right, and letting a 6-year-old fall into Azula's hands? He shook his head. You have honor. Being Earth Kingdom doesn't change that. Shirong regarded the exiled prince through narrowed eyes. Don't you dare get killed. We need to have a long talk. Later, Zuko agreed dryly, and faded into the crowd. One ex-boyfriend escaped. Mai calculated coldly. His rogue Dai Li agent, likewise. Quan seemed willing to keep silent and rein in his trainee. And as for the princess, who would soon wonder where she was, she lied to me. Azula lied to me. Azula lied to Zuko. Everyone knew that. Prince Zuko and political maneuvering mixed about as well as oil and sparks, with much the same results. It just wasn't prudent to tell Zuko the truth about which nobles were really in the Fire Lord's favor, or what new maneuvers the army was using, or anything. But she told me the Fire Lord would approve our engagement, just as soon as he changed his mind about Zuko's exile. And when had Fire Lord Ozai ever changed his mind about anything? The best way to lie to someone, Azula had laughed during one late-night planning session, is to tell them the truth. Mai glanced at the sky. She wasn't a firebender to feel the sun's trek towards the west, but close enough. Mai raised her head to the sun and loosed phoenix eagle screams to the sky. She ignored stunned eyes on her in the sudden silence. It is Mai, she said levelly. Daughter of Niji and of Governor Tsunami, I pray to be allowed to address Agni. Perhaps the sunlight strengthened. Perhaps. When loyalty rests with one unworthy of it, honor requires that it not remain. A cloud passed over the sun, and what more needed to be said? My! Ty Lee bounded in, Azula treading deliberately after her. What happened?
A Fire Nation infiltrator was in the palace, Quan said smoothly. If you warrior ladies will excuse us, we need to inform the guards.
Keeping a firm grip on Mean's shoulder, the Dai Li steered his pale recruit inside.
An infiltrator?
Azula's gaze took in the knives gleaming in stone, and Mai's disinterested expression.
Your brother's in town,
Mai said coolly. Azula's eyes widened, and she drew in a sharp breath.
Is he?
Zuko's here? Ty Lee bounced, smiling brightly. Is he still cute? Did you get to kiss him?
Why isn't he here?
Azula interrupted coolly. Brow arched, Mai started pulling her knives from rock.
Zuzu's a fool, not a coward.
Azula tapped a sharp nail against heavy skirts.
If he knows you're here, he knows I'm here, and he is not smart enough to run from me.
Not when I stand between him and his precious honor. Golden eyes were cold. Who is he protecting?
Mean, Mai realized, recalling how Quan had gotten the boy away. One of Mean's family is a firebender.
There was an injured Dai Li agent with him. Someone called him a rogue.
She met Azula's gaze squarely.
I don't know why the agent didn't mention it.
Dirty laundry in the Dai Li,
Azula murmured, eyes gleaming.
How convenient, she smiled. And how like Zuzu, picking up strays.
Mai recalled the fate of some stray animals near the palace and tried not to think.
Should we pursue them?
Run off when we're guests of His Majesty?
Azula's smile turned almost playful.
That would be rude.
She tilted her head back, looking to the great walls in the distance.
Why waste the effort? Once Long Feng and I have had our chat, we'll have Zuko brought to us.
This was a good idea, Katara thought, heading for her table with a happy lemur on her shoulder. The Earth King seemed to be a nice young man, but, well, she wasn't Aang. It made her knees a little shaky to talk to a king. Tea was just what she...
I'm brewing as fast as I can.
Her jaw dropped. The old man behind the counter was... If he's here, where's Zuko? The waterbender didn't stick around to find out, fleeing down the steps. Need help, need... No, Toph's not here, but... Suki, that's it, I'll... A dark-haired boy in green moved out of the crowd like lightning, poised and angry, striking hard as Toph's rocks.
Can't breathe.
Katara fumbled for her water skin, got the cap loose. Momo leapt into the air with a screech as Zuko followed the blow to her solar plexus with a bladed hand to her wrist, numbing her fingers before she could call her water. The exiled prince yanked her arm out straight, whirling her around to crash knees first into the stone steps.
Oh, bastard, why? Aang's not even here. Wait, he's only got one hand on me.
Something cool touched her head, and the world went out. Excuse me, she fainted. Let me through.
Zuko?
Iroh looked up from his latest brew.
This early?
He took in the scolding lemur, strafing Zuko's hair, the familiar young face over the blue dress in Zuko's arms, and braced for the worst.
Nephew, when I said you could bring home a nice girl, this wasn't what I had in mind.
Reaching under the counter, he offered Momo a slice of candied peach. The lemur snatched it and landed, still scolding. Servers laughed and Zuko reddened.
She fainted,
he gritted out, shoulders hunched like any abashed teen.
I thought,
Maybe some ice water?
Of course. How very thoughtful of you.
Iroh chuckled.
Lou, if you could see to the pots.
The matronly woman who helped with the brewing smiled at him, then turned a stern glance on his nephew.
Mind your uncle, and don't do anything improper with that young lady, Lee.
Thought never crossed my mind, Zuko said sourly, hefting the young waterbender through the gap in the counter and into the back of the kitchen.
She doesn't look hurt.
Iroh kept his voice low, despite the noise of the boiling water. Momo sailed in after them, still miffed.
I put her out.
Zuko laid her gently down.
Master Amaya's not a strong healer. Yugoda taught her how to make people sleep long enough to work on them. You can't use it too long. People start having trouble breathing. But I can keep her under a little longer. I have to. She was running from here, which means she saw you. And if she was running from you, she'd be running to get help. And it isn't... She doesn't know. Why is she even here?
Nephew, Iroh ordered. Start from the beginning.
Zuko shuddered and took a breath.
Azula's in the palace.
I believe I will need to sit down,
Iroh mused, claiming a stool. Zuko waved another away, pacing between counter and stove as if he would otherwise fly apart.
Azula, Mai, Ty Lee. They're dressed as Kyoshi warriors. The Dai Li know they aren't, but Mean turned Lee into the Dai Li for having a firebender contact. Quan and Mean ambushed me and Shirong. Only Mai caught up to all of us. She gave us 15 minutes, and Quan... Shirong told him the plan could still work. He didn't try to stop us. I sent Shirong to warn the Wens. I hope they can hide him. He shouldn't be running, much less running from her.
A gulp of air.
I sent him, I came here, I saw her, I stopped her. I haven't gotten much further. I've got to warn Amaya.
No, Iroh said firmly. I will send a messenger.
Lou had far more qualifications than just brewing, including a very good game of Pai Show.
You acted well and swiftly. But Azula will be looking for you, even if the Dai Li are not.
He nodded toward Katara.
And given that scroll, she will be missed soon enough.
She's been talking to the generals, Zuko groaned, heel of his hand against his forehead.
I don't believe this. Are they insane?
No, simply young. Iroh sighed.
Come, I believe I have not shown you the cellars. Very interesting cellars this shop has.
Zuko is where? Sokka asked again, as they soared up and away from Chameleon Bay, still not sure he'd heard right.
Wind in my ears.
Could be, maybe, has to be, right?
Ba Sing Se,
Aang urged Appa, onward into the night, leaving the Water Tribe fleet behind.
At least he's got to be there. I saw him hit Katara, and then he did something, like Ty Lee, and she just stayed down.
Like Ty Lee. And it was Zuko again, hurting his sister again, like he had with the pirates, and the bounty hunter, like he had at the North Pole.
They've been playing with us, Zuko said, feeling sick. It must have been an act.
Spirits, I didn't know Zuko had that kind of lying in him.
Aang glanced back at him from Appa's head, frustrated and puzzled.
What are you talking about?
Zuko and Azula,
Sokka shot back, starting to get angry.
They've been working together all along.
But we saw her burn Zuko's uncle.
When she knew Katara was right there,
Sokka said impatiently.
Katara heals at the drop of a hat. Everybody knows that.
But Toph said Zuko wasn't lying.
He didn't have to,
Sokka yelled back.
Sure, she's evil and crazy and wants to kill us all. She's Fire Nation, and she's Zuko's sister. They have to be working together.
But Toph said Azula wants to be... Toph's an only child, Sokka waved off that feeble protest. She doesn't know what it's like to have a little sister. Or a big brother. Believe me, if I got kicked out of the Water Tribe, Katara would do anything to get me back. It's what sisters do. At Aang's doubtful look, he scowled, leaning forward. Look, you were the one with the crazy spirit visions. You saw Zuko hit her, like Ty Lee, and we know Azula and the rest of them were outside bossing Say a few weeks back. They must have found Zuko and he must have snuck in. It's obvious. But I didn't think he'd hurt Iroh that way, Aang said reluctantly. He seemed to really care. Yeah, well, remember what happened to the North Pole and Yue? Sokka said harshly. He cares more about his honor than anybody. Katara, hang on. We're coming. This isn't real. Hidden in one of the many catacombs under Ba Sing Se, Suyin cradled her head in her hands and tried not to cry. Please make this not be real. But the bent stone she was sitting on was real. The Dai Li agent, Shirong, talking things over quietly with her parents, was real. Jin Hai helping a lemur build a fort with wooden blocks, trying to be brave, was real. And the teenage waterbender in blue leggings and dress out cold on a ledge with one of her mother's quilted jackets to keep her warm, she was far too real. Mean betrayed Lee, betrayed us. I don't understand. I don't want to understand. How could he do that? How? I know it doesn't help, but your brother was trying to do the right thing. Wide-eyed, Suyin looked up at the agent and her father behind him. Tingcha looked concerned, but he hadn't pulled out the Professor Dad scowl. So Dad thinks he's okay, even if he is Dai Li. How could turning Li in be the right thing? I said he was trying to. Not that he did, Shirong said wryly. I'm sure the Judies have been managing things so the Avatar hasn't realized how many people he's been talking to have been interrogated afterwards. At least a third of those have disappeared. Given your father already has a record of teaching seditious students, Min probably thought we were within hours of pouncing on all of you. The Dai Li's face was sad and cold as deep winter. And then Jin Hai would have thrown sparks, and you'd all be dead. Suyin shivered. As it was, well, he did what I might have done, if I'd been 16 and desperate, Shirong said honestly. He turned you in, properly horrified, I'm sure, for knowing Li, and turned in Li as a colonial with a firebender contact. Li's already listed in our records as a waterbender, like Jin Hai. It would have worked. You would have been safe. He grimaced. Unless someone actually caught Li and mind-bent him enough to put him in an interrogation trance. Min must have been just hoping that wouldn't happen. From what I understand, Amaya's methods provide a certain measure of protection against that, Tingcha observed. Methods? What? Shirong stopped himself. Li's eyes are green, but he's... The Dai Li let out a slow breath. Spirits, the perfect disguise. How? I was careful never to ask for details, Mei Xiang said calmly. It's delicate and terrifying, but it works. So I see, Shirong said, impressed. So it really would have worked if Mai hadn't walked in on us. Oma and Shu, when Li said things went wrong for him, he didn't say the half of it. This is a mess. I've seen ambushes that weren't so He glanced at her and swallowed whatever he'd been about to say. I mean, it's a very bad situation. Suyin put together what he had said with some of the nastier words she'd heard from Min, and gave him her best version of Mom's disapproving look. Mei Xiang herself shrugged, as if near profanity was no more important than a dropped scarf. He was ordered by the Fire Lord to pit himself against the bridge between our world and the spirits. The bad luck must spread like ink in water.
Sharong started.
You know?
We've known who they are for weeks,
Tink just stated, glanced aside into memory, and smiled wryly.
They weren't at all what I expected.
You know who Lee really is? Jinhai looked up from the lemur, tumbling through his blocks. Who?
Sharong winced.
That's complicated to explain.
The waterbender gasped, and Mei Shang waved Sharong back into the shadows.
You might want to stay out of sight.
She put a hand on the groaning girl's shoulder.
Katara, are you all right?
Zuko! Katara shot up, grabbing for her water skin, winced, touched her head, grimaced, and looked up again.
Madam Mei Xiang?
Professor? We need to tell the guard. We need to tell the Earth King. Zuko's in Ba Sing Se. He hit me. He's going to be after Aang, but Aang's not here. She looked around.
Why are we underground?
That would be because we are hiding, young lady,
Tinkja said gravely.
From Zuko?
Katara nodded seriously. But he's a fugitive. If we just tell somebody...
No wonder he knocked you out,
Sharong muttered.
You're Dai Li!
Katara flicked off the top of her water skin, liquid coursing down her hands with deadly intent.
Wait!
Suyin burst out. Please, Agent Sharong came to help us.
Surprising as that may seem, he did, her father said firmly. He's just as much a fugitive as the rest of us.
Tink just sighed.
We knew we might have to go into hiding. We just never dreamed it would be so soon.
You're fugitives? Katara stood, puzzled, water easing back into her skin. Momo sailed back to her shoulder with a happy chirrup.
But the Dai Li are working for the Earth King now. Why would you still be in trouble for trying to help Aang?
Sharong smacked himself in the forehead. Jinhai huddled on himself. Suyin set her jaw and stepped between her brother and the waterbender, even as Mei Shang swooped in to pick Jinhai up and murmur soft reassurances.
Believe it or not, young lady, Tinkja said lovely, not everything in this world revolves around the Avatar.
He shook his head.
And the Dai Li are not loyal to the Earth King, which is why Sharong is a fugitive.
You're not making sense, Katara objected. We stopped Long Feng.
No, you convinced the Earth King to imprison him,
Sharong corrected her.
And I wish I knew how. He may be my king, but Kuei's always been, well, flighty.
He shrugged.
At the moment, Long Feng seems to be working on a plan to persuade the Earth King that it was a terrible mistake. An innocent mistake on your part, of course, but still a mistake.
He's in jail, Katara said impatiently. Nobody can bend their way past steel bars.
As long as he can get messages out, he doesn't have to,
Sharong said bleakly.
All he needs is a sufficiently suspicious person to set up to take the blame. And I'm afraid I, and someone else I know, just happen to fit those requirements.
Katara studied him narrowly. Okay, say I believe you, even a little. Long Feng's a horrible person. I could see him trying to come up with a plot, even when he knows he's finished. Why would he luck out and frame one of the Dai Li who might be a good guy?
Because I made the mistake of believing we're supposed to protect the city, not Long Feng,
Sharong answered.
I was lucky. A friend helped me escape from the palace. And if you'd made it back there, as I'm informed you intended, you would have walked right into a trap. So would you please put that down and listen?
He drew in a deep breath and winced, hand over his ribs.
I couldn't threaten a drowned kitten owlet right now, much less the Avatar's waterbending master.
You're hurt. Some of the suspicion eased out of Katara's face.
Amaya said there was an evil spirit. There was. I think the spirits like Lao Gai is about as far from your house as you can get and still be in the city.
Sharong sighed, sitting down on another stone bench.
We kept round-the-clock watches on all of you, praying the Haima Jiao couldn't strike the Avatar the same way the Ocean Spirit did. You have no idea how relieved I was to see that bison fly away. I'd hoped you all went with it.
Suck him in? Katara spluttered. The spirits need Aang's help. He's the Avatar.
He's supposed to protect us from the spirits, not help them slaughter us.
Shirong erupted.
You are Water Tribe. I can only imagine what you've suffered, but the Earth Kingdom has lost plenty of its own. I hate the Fire Nation. I've hated them for decades, but what happened to the Fire Navy?
He stopped and grimaced.
I've seen spirits kill. It's a horrible way to die. So I'm only going to ask you one thing. The Ocean Spirit killed your enemies. What would you have done if it decided that wasn't enough?
You're more hurt than I thought, Katara muttered, moving in with hands gloved in water.
Professor, how long has he been delirious?
Shirong snarled. I'm not...
Easy, agent, Tinkcha said firmly. I know this must have been preying on your mind for some time, but the Haima Jiao is dead, and we have more pressing matters breathing down our necks.
No kidding, Katara agreed, glowing water moving over Shirong's side.
Huh, has Amaya been looking after you? This seems like it's healing pretty well.
She frowned and blew out a breath.
Did you see who got me away from Zuko? He's going to be back. He never gives up. And he's used me to get to Aang before.
She looked at the grown-ups, light fading from her water as she bent it back into her water skin.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Suyin added her parents' looks and silence and who she'd seen carrying Katara in and gulped.
Who's Zuko?
You don't know, Katara said in disbelief.
There is no war in Ba Sing Se,
Mei Xiang set Jin Hai back down.
Those of us who know something about the current rulers of the Fire Nation are usually wiser than to say so in public.
She met Su Yin's gaze.
Prince Zuko, son of Ursa and Fire Lord Ozai, once heir to the Dragon Throne before he was scarred and banished. A great name, and one rumored to take more after his uncle, General Iroh, than his father.
A great name. Scarred and banished. Suyin paled.
Lee?
Lee was a noble, sure, but a prince?
And Uncle Mushi is... Oh, boy.
I know it's scary to think about, Katara said kindly. But he's not as tough as he likes to think. I've taken him down before. This time he just didn't fight fair. She smiled confidently, one fist at her hip. So, which way did he go?
Suyin saw her parents glance at each other, and at Shirong, with unhappy creases around their eyes that meant they decided to stay silent.
No one's going to tell her she's wrong.
And that was wrong. Lee, Zuko didn't deserve that.
He went to save my sister, Suyin said, angrily. Gia's out at class. She doesn't know what Min did yet. Zuko brought you down here so you'd be safe, and then he went to get her. He could get hurt. He could get killed. But the Dai Li are looking for all of us, and Gia won't trust anybody, and he's the only one who knows how to fight if they catch him.
She swiped at angry tears and swallowed.
Why didn't you teach me to fight, Dad? I want to be out there. I want to do something.
I'm sorry, Suyin, her father said heavily. We've had peace inside these walls so long. I'd hoped you never needed to know.
That's partly the anger talking, love,
Mei Xiang said plainly, gathering Suyin into a hug.
Try not to take it too much to heart.
She held her daughter close, a few breaths longer.
Waiting is always the hardest part of a fight.
And jumping into a fight with Zuko is a good way to get hurt, Katara said fiercely. He told you he was going to help your sister, and you believed him?
That was just...
Oh, he said he would, Suyin sputtered. Zuko doesn't lie.
He doesn't lie? You didn't even know his name.
Katara looked at her with pity. He said he was going to capture the Avatar too, you know, the last hope for the whole world. Zuko wants to capture him and bring him to the Fire Lord. The Fire Lord, the most horrible, evil person in the world. And you think someone like that is going to help your sister?
The Fire Lord.
Suyin felt ill.
The Fire Lord is Lee's, Zuko's father. His father burned him and cast him out. He made a promise, and Mom tried to help him not have to keep it.
Yes, Suyin said, voice shaking. Yes, he will. Her fists clenched. I just wish I was good enough to help him.
Could we go, Mom?
Jean Hai tugged hopefully on Mei Xiang's sleeve.
If he's in trouble, shouldn't we be in trouble too?
Well... Shirong snickered under his breath.
Spirits, you've raised a whole clan of them.
So it seems, Tingcha agreed, bemused. Do you think they'll execute me for treason or sedition?
Neither, if Azula kills you first,
Shirong said wryly. Azula? Katara's hand went back to her water skin. Azula and Zuko? Where? We've got to warn people. This is bad.
The princess is in the palace, Mei Xiang said bluntly. And if the Dai Li haven't taken her prisoner by now, it's already too late. She is of the blood of Sozin. She is fire. And if other Dai Li are as driven by their loyalty as you have been, Agent Shirong, they've walked straight into a steel-jawed dragon trap.
Shirong tensed.
She may be part of the royal family, but she's only one bender.
I never thought I'd say this, but I have to agree with him, Katara said firmly. Even if she's in the palace, even if she's got Mai and Ty Lee with her, they're just three people. Sure, Toph got Appa past the Dai Li, but she's Toph. Azula's really scary, but if enough earthbenders box her in, they can take her.
No, they can't, Mei Xiang said quietly. Shirong, you didn't stay with the Dai Li. You went with Prince Zuko, and he wasn't even trying.
She looked grim.
Princess Azula would have been taught to use her inner fire, especially on those whose loyalties are vulnerable. If they waver at all, if Long Feng isn't strong enough, she'll have them. All of them.
Tingcha closed his eyes, pained.
Even Min. He's been near the prince. He's still young. I don't know.
She bowed her head and hugged Jean Hai close.
I just don't know.
And so the bright petals fall, Jia concluded.
Madame Makmu Ling frowned at her. Jia counted syllables and flushed as other students tittered around her.
Darn it, she knew better. She was just distracted. And who wouldn't be? Fire Nation strangers her parents seemed to like, the Avatar showing up on her doorstep, the Dai Li watching them. And she'd left home this morning knowing her parents were packing essentials like her father's notes and tough clothing and the hidden stash of coin they didn't know she knew about. Things were going wrong. Who could concentrate on poetry?
You have to. You know that. Her mother was a refugee, and her little brother was a firebender. If she didn't look like a perfect professor's daughter, people would look at the Wen family even harder than they already were. If she had the right clothes, the right makeup, the right manners, then maybe, just maybe, people would think everything was all right. Besides, she was good at looking perfect. Most of the time. The giggles finally died down into a murmur of interest. Jia dared to glance toward the door.
Oh no.
Lee, dressed, well, reasonably decent. There were plenty of university students who looked scruffier. But they didn't come near Madame Makmu Ling's classes. They didn't dare. And that scar, and he couldn't possibly know how to behave coming as a refugee from the lower ring. leap out, properly, before crossing the threshold, walked precisely along the edge of the classroom, stopped a few feet away from the stage, and bowed directly to Madame Macmuling, and knelt there. Respect to the place of learning, respect to the instructor. How did he...
My apologies, Li stated deliberately. Jia must come with me now. Tingcha bids her home.
Jia tried not to drop her jaw.
5, 7, then 5. Syllables make a haiku,
Madame Macmuling said coolly.
Unkempt intruder.
Li inclined his head again. Are dandelions unkempt in Zephyr's laughter? So too will I fly. Jia stared. The first haiku he could have figured out on the way here, sure, but the second, referring to himself as a common flower and Macmuling as the wind, a known symbol of superior nobles, and further stating he depended only on her grace to be here? She hadn't heard anybody flatter her instructor so gracefully in weeks.
Madame Macmuling smiled.
Jia lacks focus. She looked at Jia. Perhaps her father's learning could aid her better.
Jia forced a smile and bowed her head, slid a subtle glance Li's way. And if that wasn't the subtle gesture her mother had taught her meant, get over here so I can rescue you, she'd eat her headdress. She rose as Li did and stepped gracefully over to him so they could bow together.
Madame Macmuling, Li said formally, we, with your understanding, will surely depart.
Another bow, and they made their escape.
You never said you knew poetry, Jia accused him as they made their way through darkening streets. Scarred, scruffy, a refugee, and he'd spent all this time with Su Yin and Jin Hai and never said he could help with haiku?
You never asked, Li said wryly, shrugged sheepish. Uncle insisted. He said one of the best ways to defeat your opponent was to make sure they never got to the battlefield in the first place. He waved a hand at her carefully chosen presentation of self, makeup, clothing, ornaments. Like you, the best camouflage is when nobody realizes there's anything to hide.
Jia swallowed. I thought you didn't like me.
Because of what you said? Li snorted, eyes dark. Everybody looks at the scar first. That's why he did it.
Another shrug, only slightly bitter. You were being an upper-class daughter. Being friendly with a lower-ring healer's refugee apprentice would have hurt your family standing. And that's important. That's how you were protecting them.
He smiled at her, faint and wry, but there. There are all kinds of ways to fight. She never thought of it that way. At least her makeup blunted her blush.
This isn't the way back.
It's the way to where your family is, Li said quietly. Do you trust me? She nodded and offered her arm.
Aw, he blushes.
He was also watching, everywhere, which meant she blanched and tried not to look up. It's okay. Li's voice was low, but sure. I don't think they'll be looking for us. Yet. Someone else is looking for me, but Ba Sing Se is a big place. Smile, like everything's normal. I know you can do this.
Damn right I can.
Jia held her head high, despite her fear, and stepped with a lady's grace. They wove through crowds and out of sight, slipping into a brushmaker's shop Jia had visited a few times for fine calligraphy supplies. Not often. Nothing here was less than expensive. But she didn't stint on her classwork. Not when it was important.
Ah, Healer Li.
Brushmaker, too, traded bows with them both before ushering them into the back.
Your uncle sent word you'd be by. Come, come.
I don't think we were watched coming in, Li started.
Then I'm sure you were not. You are Mushi's nephew, after all.
The elderly brushmaker smiled briefly.
Don't worry. Your uncle's friends can handle a little danger.
If it were just a little, I wouldn't be worried. One concealed door and a goodbye later, Lee was leading the pair of them through a labyrinth lit with green crystals.
You've been down here before?
Gia asked, curious. No, someone just gave me directions.
Directions?
Gia eyed him, suddenly uneasy.
You don't even have a map.
A tunnel map with earthbenders around? Lee said dryly. You might as well ask the badger moles. He shrugged. If we get lost, I know which way's up and you can get us out. We'll be okay. Apparently so. After some time and a few warnings about the odd people she was going to meet, she heard a murmur of familiar voices. Swallowing, she all but flung herself around the next corner.
Mom! Dad!
Okay, not genteel, but it wasn't like there was anybody she had to impress. Not this time.
You're Gia?
A Water Tribe accented voice. Gia could still hear the surprise in it, as Mom hugged her. A girl, dark as Sokka, features definitely close enough to be his sister. Though it was hard to tell her clothes were really blue, given the crystal's glow. And now surprise was fading to anger as the young waterbender rested a hand near her water skin.
Well, look who's slunk in.
Lee looked at Katara in askance and sighed. Let me guess, I'm not going to get a thank you.
Thank you? You hit me. You...
Probably not, Agent Sharong said wryly, sitting on a stone bench, as if he'd rather not move again today. Thanks. She doesn't really believe your sister's in the palace.
How could Azula get into Ba Sing Se? Katara burst out. She couldn't beat the Kyoshi warriors.
She jabbed a finger towards Lee.
You couldn't beat them.
I never tried, Lee snarled back. They were an obstacle. When they weren't anymore, I didn't have any reason to fight them.
I'm getting over here, Gia thought, easing out from between angry firebender and angrier waterbender.
She could see Suyin keeping Jinhai out of the line of fire behind her parents, her little brother petting a lemur so its fur went sideways, but no sign of mean.
Oh no.
Go ahead, tell yourself that, Katara said sarcastically. It doesn't change what happened. You failed, and you're always going to fail when you go after Aang. You know why? Because we're going to stop you. Lee gave her a hard, flat look, deliberately ignoring how close her hand was to her water skin. Are you even listening? Azula is in the palace.
Quan could have come to his senses and ordered her captured, Sharong offered.
I doubt it, Lee said dryly. We haven't heard any explosions.
Explosions? Tingcha asked, startled. The royal line of Sozin, Mei Xiang said quietly. They often have a gift for lightning bending.
Lightning, Sharong swallowed dryly. I know someone said that, but...
She doesn't use lightning, Katara said dismissively. She bends this crazy blue fire. She's never used lightning on you, Lee said flatly. Believe me, she can do it.
You attacked me in broad daylight and you expect me to believe you?
Contempt twisted Katara's face as she jabbed a finger towards Suyin. I'm not like your little fan over there. I know who you are. I didn't have time to explain. I had to keep you from running into a trap.
Oh, of course it's a trap, Katara shot back. So when Aang shows up to rescue me, you can finally have him in your little Fire Nation clutches.
She clawed her hands, eyes narrowed and furious.
Definitely staying over here, Gia thought, seeing the careful coldness of Lee's face.
And she'd guess that was probably all Katara saw. But she'd practiced reading hints of emotion under the careful society facades. And under the surface, hurt, exhaustion, resignation. She's not going to listen, Gia realized, and he knows she's not.
Spirits, it was like watching a carriage wreck. She just couldn't look away. You're a terrible person, you know that? Katara steamed on. Always following us, hurting the Avatar, trying to capture the world's last hope for peace. But what do you care? You're the Fire Lord's son. Spreading war and violence and hatred is in your blood. Gia's jaw dropped as Lee's fists clenched. The Fire Lord's... Amaya's scruffy little scarred apprentice, who knew poetry and manners and could barely hold a dinner conversation, even if his life depended on it, was a prince? The girls in class would never believe this.